want to talk to you now about four conditions of consideration. We start out at the beginning or anywhere along the road with this as the highest truth. We are dealing with a static which can consider. That it can consider and then perceive what it considers makes it a space, energy, mass, time, production unit. That it can perceive what it considers makes this static into a space, energy, mass, and time production unit. You see, don't ever get hung up on whether or not the actuality that is made is an actuality. This is the wrong way to approach this problem. It's the way people have been approaching this problem for so long that the problem has remained up to this time pretty darned abstruse. That you can perceive something and that you can perceive that somebody else also perceives something qualifies only one of these conditions of existence. It qualifies only one of the conditions, that's isness. And that is reality, isness. Now, that you simply say something is there and then perceive that it is there means simply that you have put something there and perceived that it is there. That's what it means. But that is no less an isness. That nobody is there to agree with you at the time you do this does not reduce the fact that you have created an isness. It is an isness. It exists. It exists, not just for you. I mean, it just exists, you see. Now, if you were to now desire that that persisted, you would then have to go through a certain mechanical step. You would have to make sure that you did not perfectly duplicate it. That is, create it again in the same time, in the same space, with the same mass and the same energy, because it would no longer be there. But what have you done, really, when you've done that? You've just taken a thorough look. And what you create will vanish if you simply look at it, unless you pull this trick. Unless you pull the trick that it is alterable, and that you have altered it.